The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'll begin with a little story having to do with our theme for the week. Something appears to our senses. We might see an object. I might see the bell that's here. So I see the object, and I feel the pleasantness of it. I feel the smoothness of it, and the temperature of it is nice. And then I recognize it as something, or cognize it. In this case, I recognize it as a bell. In other circumstances, I might recognize it as something else. And then once I have that bell idea, then I can begin creating a story. And the story is that this bell will sit next to me here during the meditation, and at the end of the sitting, I'll ring the bell to mark the end. And that could be as simple as a story goes. Or the story can go, yes, I'll ring it at the end of the sitting, and there's a lot of people listening, and so I better ring it well, loud enough but not too loud, with the night resonance. And so the story might end there. Or the story might continue. If I don't ring it well, people will not like me. If I don't ring the bell well, my reputation will be sullied. And then tomorrow coming, I'll be quite self-conscious and it'll be difficult. Maybe I shouldn't even ring the bell. Maybe I should just kind of announce the sitting's over. And so the story begins spinning and going. But it all began with a very simple something appeared to the senses, seeing of the bell. It was pleasant in and of itself. There was a recognition, not necessarily what it is, but the recognition of what it is for me. Here, now, it's a bell. And then there's beginning to be stories. Part of what we're doing in meditation is to stay simple with our experience, with the immediacy of what's happening now, what's appearing now, knowing whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, allowing yourself to have the simple recognition of what it is for us now, a recognition which is maybe empty of ultimate truth about the object, just this is how it's being seen now, recognized now. And then once the stories begin, we come back to the breathing. We come back to the simplicity of this moment. Maybe by first recognizing that I'm beginning to construct and make stories, I'm beginning to elaborate on the simplicity of it all. Many people live in the elaboration. They live in their stories. That's where the center of gravity is. In meditation, the center of gravity is in these earlier steps in the process, the appearance, the feeling tones, the simple recognition of the experience. And it means that we don't need to get involved in complicated stories that involve judging or commentary or predictions, memories. The mind becomes simpler and easier when it's in meditation, when it starts going at earlier steps in that process. Earlier in the step in the process doesn't mean that it's, I don't know, a more primitive or less important. It actually gives us a vantage point to understand how we're getting caught and how to let go or how not to be caught. And then not being caught can simply becoming as simple as just coming back to the breathing or come back to the direct sensation of the moment. With it, no elaboration. So, assuming a meditation posture, And gently closing your eyes. And as you are right now, how does your physical experience appear? How does it occur? How does it show up for you? In the simplest version of sensations of the body, and is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? Do you have simple ideas, recognitions, concepts for what's happening in your body? Not so much big processes, but simple ideas of what is appearing, what is the thing, what is the experience in the simplicity of the moment. And do you have elaborations? Do you have stories, interpretations, concerns, sentences that you tell yourself about what's happening in your body? Bigger perspectives, the meaning of it, that it's good or bad or right or wrong, or it could be better or worse. And if you take those and begin to elaborate, that elaboration can continue and spiral out to more and more complicated stories. And we can sometimes live in the constructed stories. And so settling into your breathing. As you inhale, feeling your body directly and simply. As you exhale, relax the body. As you exhale, relax into the contact of your bottom to the chair, your cushion, your bed, the floor. Relaxing the belly, softening in the belly. Yielding to the pull of gravity in the belly. Softening in the shoulders, relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing in the face. And then relaxing the thinking mind, relaxing the pressure and tension of the thinking that makes the elaborated stories, that constructs ideas and predicts futures or remembers the past or makes meaning out of things. Relax the thinking mind. And then settle into the rhythm of breathing. The body's experience of breathing. And see if you can gently, maybe lovingly and kindly, stay with your breathing. As if your awareness, your attention, is going hand in hand with the body's experience of breathing. Awareness accompanies breathing, and breathing accompanies awareness. And if you get pulled into the world of thoughts, ideas, elaborations, recognize it as constructions. Constructing stories, constructing meaning, constructions, and then begin again with your breathing. Are you more connected to your stories and constructions, or more connected to the direct experience of breathing? If you're involved in the world of stories and elaborations, memories, and future, imagine that all that are like clouds, and that you allow yourself to drop through the clouds and land back on the ground of the body, breathing. Here is a place to be grounded. One of the pleasures of meditation is being content to rest in the direct experience of the body breathing, or to rest in the direct experience of what arises in awareness. In either case, do not be pulled into the world of stories and constructions. Even though some can be pleasant and wonderful, some can be difficult. Something profound about connecting to this lived life of ours without the stories. And there's something profound about the safety and the directness and the simplicity that can then also occur in how we are present for other people. We're present not through the filter of the stories, the meanings, the history, the projected future. But we're able to put that aside to be present for the directness of seeing another human being and letting them feel the safety, the contentment, the ease of just being present with each other in the simplicity of the moment. And may it be that what we learn about being content to be in the present moment, unburdened by our stories, may it be a vehicle for supporting the happiness and safety and peace, freedom of others, as it is supporting our own happiness, safety, peace, and freedom. May this practice that we do express itself in this world, bringing happiness to all beings, bringing safety to all beings, bringing peacefulness to all beings, bringing freedom to all beings. May we do this practice for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere, yourself included. Thank you.